This file is very simple. Upon listening to it, when you wake up, you will find yourself desperately needing to go to the bathroom and with no idea of where it is, how to get to it, or exactly how to use it. You'll have about a minute, and if you can't hold out that long, you may find yourself wetting your clothes or some strange object before you ever figure out what a toilet is. Okay, so what we're going to do right now is work on getting you into a nice, comfortable, enjoyable trance. That's right. That's all we're going to do. We're going to get you into a nice, comfortable trance. First, let yourself get into a nice, comfortable place. Some place that you can relax easily. That's right. Make yourself nice and comfortable. Go ahead. And once you're comfortable, we're going to begin relaxing you. We're going to relax you while you focus on my voice. We're going to take you down into a nice, comfortable trance and let the whole world just fade away. That's right. All you're going to do is let the world fade away as you listen to my voice, just focusing on what I'm saying as you set everything else aside. Let go of all your worries, all of your concerns, all of your cares, and just listen to me. Listen to my voice and let yourself begin to relax. Feel how nice and comfortable you already are. Feel it and let's deepen it. Let's increase your relaxation. We'll start with your feet. Let them become nice and comfortable and relaxed wherever they are. You may want to move them a little. You may just want to let them lay there. Just nice and comfortable and relaxed as you listen. You listen to my voice and let the world slip away. Feel how comfortable they are, and let the relaxation flow. Let it flow upwards, upwards into your calves. That's right. Now let's let them relax. Just let them get nice and heavy and comfortable. That's right. Feel how comfortable they are, how good they feel as you listen to me. Just listening to me. Focusing on my voice and relaxing more and more completely. And as the relaxation moves upwards, upwards into your thighs, you feel yourself just beginning to slip away. Let the rest of the world slip away as you listen to my voice and relax. That's right. Relaxing more and more completely, deeper and deeper with each and every word. It feels so good to be this relaxed. It feels so good to relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more comfortable with each and every word. Now, let the relaxation flow upwards. Upwards into your waist. That's right. Your waist, your legs, your feet, all of them so very, very relaxed as you just listen to my voice, focusing on my words, as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed with each and every word. And as you listen, you find that everything else becomes less and less important. All that is important is listening and relaxing and going deeper and deeper. Now feel it. feel the relaxation moving upwards, upwards into your chest. Feel your chest relaxing. Your breathing getting deeper and more comfortable. Every breath getting perhaps a touch slower. Your body just feels so very good where it is right now. So nice and comfortable. Your breath flowing slowly in and out. As you relax more and more completely, deeper and deeper with each and every word, the relaxation flowing through your entire body with each and every breath, each breath taking you down a little further, a little more comfortable, a little deeper, your mind setting aside the day's worries and cares as you listen to my voice and set everything else aside. Now, feel your arms relaxing. Just let them lie there, limp and loose and heavy. It feels nice to just listen and relax and go deeper and deeper. So very, very comfortable and relaxed. Your hands, too, so relaxed and comfortable as you go deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. Your entire body from the neck down, just nice and heavy and comfortable as you listen to my words, letting everything else slip away. Now, let's let your face and neck relax. Let all the stress drain out of them. Let your eyelids feel so heavy and comfortable. Let your whole body feel so heavy and comfortable. You feel so very, very wonderful as you listen to my words. And relax, going deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. It feels so good to relax this deeply, to just let the world slip away as you listen to my voice, as it helps and guides you, taking you down deeper and deeper. You feel so very wonderful right now, so completely comfortable and relaxed. And now I'm going to count. I'm going to count downwards from 5 to 1. And when I reach 1, you'll be in the most amazingly deep trance, so comfortable and relaxed. It will feel so very, very good. Let us begin. With 5, feel the world slipping away as you focus on my voice and go deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. 4, you're already deep, and each number carries you deeper than the one before, until when I reach 1, you will be in such a deep and wonderful trance, focusing only on my voice as you go deeper and deeper, further and further. 3, so very, very deep now, so wonderfully comfortable. Nothing exists but my words helping and guiding you, making you feel so very, very wonderful and relaxed. 2, you are almost there now. All that exists are my words, my voice, as I guide you down deeper and deeper. You are barely aware of your body or anything else. focusing only on what I am saying. So wonderful and relaxed. 1. You are in a deep and comfortable trance, listening to my voice. Listening to my voice as I guide you and instruct you and help you. You find yourself completely focused on my voice. Focused on it, carrying out every instruction as I help you. As I help you and guide you and carry you deeper and deeper. From now on, whenever you listen to one of my inductions, you will find yourself going quickly and easily into a nice, deep trance like the one you're in now, or even deeper. It will feel like the most natural thing in the world to you. Every single time I take you down, it will take you down a little more deep, a little more comfortable. It will feel so very, very wonderful. And you will find it easier and easier to accept all of my suggestions and make them a part of you, because that is what you truly want and desire, to accept my instructions and make them a part of who you are. And now it's time for us to play a little game. A little game where you're going to find that your bladder keeps getting fuller and fuller, and that there's nothing you can quite do to stop it. But don't worry, nothing will happen while you're still in trance. You see, the fun starts when I wake you back up. You see, when I wake you back up, you're going to have about 30 seconds before your aching, full, bursting bladder just simply empties itself uncontrollably. You're going to have about 30 seconds, maybe if you hold on as best you can, a full minute, to find yourself a way to get to the bathroom. The only problem is, you see, you're going to find yourself a little confused. You're going to open your eyes, and you're not going to remember exactly where the bathroom is. You're going to find yourself completely unaware of exactly where the bathroom is from where you are. You're going to have to go searching for it, searching all over the house, trying to find it, trying to remember exactly what size, what shape the bathroom is, exactly what a toilet looks like. All of these things will seem to have slipped from your mind. Yes, that's right. They will have all slipped from your mind. You will not be able to remember a single one of them. You will not be able to remember them even in the slightest. And even should you manage to find the bathroom in time, find it before your bladder just simply bursts from how full it's feeling. Go ahead, you can feel it filling up. Filling up and getting tighter and tighter, fuller and fuller. You remember that feeling that you've had before, where you were on a trip or something else and you've been holding out just as long as you possibly can, and going to the bathroom would quite possibly be the best feeling in the world because you are just simply that desperate to urinate. Yes, that feeling. That feeling is what is starting to build in your mind. The true, quiet desperation of someone who just simply has to pee. It's not a choice any longer. You have to do it. Your body is telling you that you absolutely, positively must get to the toilet and pee as soon as possible. But the problem is whether or not you'll remember exactly where or what a toilet is. Yes, that's right. When you wake up and open your eyes, you're not going to remember what one looks like. You're not going to remember the shape of it or its functionality. And you're not going to remember where the nearest toilet is from where you are. It could be anywhere, in any room. You're going to find yourself desperately searching and searching and searching for a bathroom, and then realizing you're not even sure what one is. Oh, yes, this is going to be a challenge, figuring out what a bathroom is, whether it's, oh, that big empty bowl-shaped thing. No, maybe that's a sink. Or that big flat soft thing. No, that's a bed. Or that thing with a back on it. Or is that a chair? No, you see, you don't remember exactly what a toilet looks like, and you don't remember what a bathroom looks like. And none of them will seem to come to mind readily or easily. It'll seem as if your mind is pulling them through a foot of mud. So very, very difficult to imagine exactly what a bathroom looks like right now, or to picture exactly where one is from where you are. In fact, you don't seem to recall what one looks like at all, or where one is. And wait a second. Can you even remember how to take off your own pants? How do buttons work? How does a zipper work? Are you going to be able to get these things off in time? Is it even possible for you to get them off? How exactly do you operate this? What exactly do you do once you operate it? It's all becoming very, very cloudy and confused. You see, the truth is, you desperately, desperately need to go. In fact, you're getting desperate for me to stop talking, because your bladder is just exactly that full and desperate and close to bursting. Yes, you know the feeling. You've had it before. You've traveled or done something else where you had to hold out just a little bit longer, and your body started aching, aching to go to the bathroom. You get to the point where you're crossing your legs and you're squeezing things together because that's exactly how desperate and needy you are. How much you so very, very badly need to get to the bathroom and to pee. But where? Where is a bathroom? What does a toilet look like? How do you get your pants down? All of these things seem to be clouded in confusion and mystery, clouded so deeply that you just simply can't seem to remember. And the question is, can you figure it all out? Can you put all the pieces together? Can you remember exactly what a bathroom looks like and where one is? Or are you going to find yourself confusing the kitchen couch for your bathroom? And even then, even if you do figure out exactly what the bathroom is, will you be able to remember exactly how to get your pants down and get yourself ready in time? Will you have even the faintest idea how to do that? Or will you find that suddenly, without thought, you just simply let go because you're too frustrated trying to figure out exactly where to go and too desperate, and you just simply have to go, so you do it right then and right there in your pants because you just can't find the bathroom. You can't figure it out, and you're so very, very desperate and achy. You can feel it right now. You're actually kind of hoping deep down inside that I will end this file and let you wake up and go try to find the bathroom. You may not remember what it is or where it is, but you know desperately, painfully that you need to use it, that you need to go there, that you need to empty yourself. Yes, you can feel that need. You can feel it getting stronger and stronger, and you cannot escape it. You cannot escape that need. It is so painfully desperate, and you do not remember where the bathroom is, where the toilet is, or what it looks like. But you'll go searching for it even as you clench your legs together in desperation, in quiet, painful desperation. You will search and search, and maybe you'll find it, and maybe you'll get lucky and it'll be the right place, and maybe you'll get lucky and get your pants down and actually urinate in a real toilet, or maybe you'll be someplace else entirely, relieving yourself on a piece of furniture or down your pants because you couldn't find it fast enough. Oh, there are very, very many possibilities here. But the truth is, that's the challenge, and you decided to take it up, and you accepted that challenge, and now you've accepted the quiet desperation that burns in your mind, and the confusion that seems to be floating through it about what object is what, because someplace in your mind You've actually replaced the picture of a toilet with something else, and were you to see one, you would see that something else. A chair, a sofa, a sink, a wall. I don't know what you've chosen, but you've pictured something other than a toilet, and you've put the word toilet to it, and so that's part of the challenge too. And now I'm going to let you awaken from your desperate struggle to keep from urinating, and have to find that toilet. You have about 1 minute. Someplace deep in your mind you'll be counting down, and when you reach the end, you will decide where you go, what you go on, or if you just go in your pants because you can't find what you're looking for. Either way, it's time to wake back up. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake and desperate. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer, you can feel the pressure in your bladder building. 4, you're almost there. 5, awaken, refreshed, awake, so very badly needing to go. Good luck finding a toilet, whatever that might be.